Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, this is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me at Stretching Tickets here at Blog Talk Radio. And as you guys know, as usual, I want to thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning, and I also want to share some funny things that happened to me today before even going here to start talking about our topic. Today we're going to be talking about parenting, and we're talking about parenting, one of grandparenting, and all of that stuff might as well be included into what we're talking about today, because I indicated when I talked about parenting that it takes a village to raise a child. And yesterday when I went to work, my daughter said, "She's talking about mom, are you tired?" And I was like, "No, I'm not tired, but I'm on the way to the casino. I need a break." And so it was fun. It was going home. I tried my best to hide from the kids, but they would not give me a break. So starting with today's topic basically is the truth about single parenting. And I know we only have an hour here. We're going to try to get information that we possibly can in to give some parents some information and some tips as it entails being a single parent. Because we know that being a parent has many challenges. However, when it is done alone, many have mixed emotions. And our mixed emotions can occur. Now, although most parents do the best they can, however, when one is literally a single parent, that's what they do. It kind of brought me to when I was saying, is being a single parent a choice? Because a lot of times we're talking about being a parent, we say, well, it's not my fault, the person left me, or I was abandoned, or maybe the person didn't want to have a child, whatever the case may be. Now, again, I want the parents to know that that is also not okay, that an individual did not want to be in their child's life, because sometimes we know that also what's important is the majority of the parent. So what does it really mean to be in the best interest of a child when we talk about a parent? It's that are still parents because it was about the money. A lot of times we wind up doing what they have been doing, people pregnant, and it becomes called the money child. Now, if the other parent pass away, one should not have to parent alone. Because the child is truly the one that makes the most. Join, click on the link that I put on my Facebook if you're not already on here. You can also call 516-387-9914 if you want to share. Okay, let me log on my first caller. Hi, this is Jet. Welcome to Jesse's Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hello. How are you?
You know you need the parent award. Especially the way I love to have a show. I really do. You have truly been a blessing in my life. But I got to share this. I got to share this before we get started today's topic. I've been building because I want my little breakfast to get all the time. So people know me about my weight. People have known me about my dress attire and stuff like that. So I have a dress hanging up in the closet. And I didn't know it was mine or if it was Tisha because combing on my clothes, it gets on my nerves sometimes. So I asked her, Tisha, is this your dress or mine? I knew it was. So I put it in today and I'm tennies and I was in so many colors in regards to my dress. And I had no makeup on, lipstick, just roll my teeth, because I had an 8 o'clock client this morning. So when I got ready to pick up some food, I walked up to the cashier, and I gave the woman my AARP card. And she said, "You don't look AARP." I started backing up. I wanted to say, "What can I look at AARP?" She said, "Right. You don't AARP." I said, my auntie was I was so mad. I was like, I don't want no AARP I ain't about to pay AARP. I said, when I found out I get a discount at Denny's and hotels, I said AARP cards in my wallet. She started cracking up. So I want to thank for hooking me up with AARP, okay? Love the chat with you. I don't know what the look AARP look like, but okay. So when I did my FaceTime, I had to flop my dress, I had to go next door and ask the people, can you do my video thing for me? Because I'm tired of my head looking big. So that's why I did what I did today. Okay. I'll be looking at the whole show, okay? So basically, we're going to talk today about the truth about single parenting. Now, one of the things, as I was getting my information when as it this time, I learned there's a lot of information when it comes to parenting and single parenting. Now, over the past several years, when you start talking about parenting, single parenting has basically increased. Because many individuals with used to a nuclear family, and a nuclear family consisted of a father and a child, but they were all single parent families. And these families are headed by mothers. Some are even headed by fathers. So a lot of times people used to think that only a mother could be a single parent. But I can truly say I have met also single parents that were fathers. And these fathers did an awesome job with raising their children. So I give my shout out to Dennis. This was one. He was a single father. There's quite a few I know that have raised their children as a single father. Shout to them that did what they could. Now, also, parents, grandparents, and adopted parents to name you. I want to say when we went to Red Lobster Saturday, I saw my daughter Samantha. It was so sad. Because the one thing she did, she never wanted to be a single parent because I was a single parent. She always wanted to do the right thing. She was not to be. And if we don't see you, will repeat by proxy. Okay? So she was in that Red Lobster. It's so pitiful, right? Just so pitiful. So she like, the one I dreaded was being a single parent, and now I'm a single parent. I laugh because Tisha is a single parent, because she ain't no joke. She get busy. She'd be like,
right.
You go with this. So I get to see be a single parent with my brother. Now, when we're talking about being a single parent, this leads me to question, is being a single parent a choice? Once doing research, I found that the highest percentage of single parents was 25.8%, which I was next. However, in most cases, as we know, it took individuals to conceive a child, unless you did some artificial insemination or took the sperm bank, whatever the case may be. So
right.
We get, but it's also understandable when we know that if the parent is there, does he pass away, you know, or pass, or if the parent is on drugs, and, you know,
you go to work.
I'm going to come back.
What is the reason? The absence of alone caused a great impact on the child, in negative or positive, which is some of the things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be offering information in regards to the new term that we talk about, parenting. And then there was also a new term that I learned called parallel parenting. So we know that a single parent can be a challenge. So if you want to talk about the challenge, 7-1-9-1-4. I'm also reading some of the information that I received from Facebook and some information I got from social media. We know that a single parent can be a challenge. In most cases, the child is the one that endures most of the pain because all the child become angry at both parents. And that includes the parent that is present. A lot of times, even in my office, I want to say, when the child comes in, and you would think mad at the parent that's gone. Sometimes I was mad at the parent that's also present. let's engage in this dialogue and because I want the parents as well as the children to know that we need to put in a parent because your child deserves to have friends in their lives and their extended family members. And it's not possible. We need to have some relationships in the community, within the churches, because a family can also constitute a lot of different things. But I want to make sure that individuals and our listeners get some help and some support. So why was this topic with your heart? What is it that you really want to share with the listeners?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Was this topic to your heart? Even though we had a discussion about it yesterday when we were trying to come up with a topic, I want to be in a single parent and choose it. Some people may say, no, it was a choice. The person walked out of my life. Or, you know, some individuals brag about being a single parent. I know like a father sometimes, some of my friends, we used to call each other all day, even though we are brothers. We were brothers and fathers. Why do you think it's this big taboo about single parenting? What do you think about and how did it spoil in your life? Because like I said, for many, many years, you was all single parents.
Oh, yeah, for many years, I was a single parent. My personal was a choice. It was a choice of whether I wanted my children to be in a hostile or unhappy home or have them in a happy home with just me. It was a very tough decision to say, you know, well, do I want to be happy so that my kids can see me happy and I'm able to take care of them better? This was my thinking. Or do I stay with this person for the sake of my kids having a two-parent home where I was very unhappy, they were unhappy. So I think that would have just rubbed off onto the kids. So I think, I believe it was a choice that I made to have a happy household other than just having a two-parent household.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very tough decision. I grew up in a single parent household. My mother was the only one that I knew. So I knew I could do it, but it was just the point of the hurt and the pain that I went through of not having a father around that I want to do the same thing to my children was my thought. But once I got into that situation, I felt like me being happy was more important than to having the two parents there because they still had the two parents. We just wasn't in the same household. Because I never denied that my children's father any kind of time with their kids at all, any. Then collecting the child support from either one. So because they always, well, the first one didn't, but the second one helped me out with all four. So it was never any financial, you know, me having to go after them financially or with Byron, I never had to go after him as far as spending time with the kids either because he made that a priority after we split up for some reason.
And I want to say that, you know, with single parenting, a lot of it is going to have to do with the person that's there, the person that left, so you have a lot of more priorities too. The person that's there, the person that, and also the person that's in the child in the middle. Because those are the three components that basically make up this piece. And I can truly say that I was enough as a single parent, and I don't know what the hell I'm thinking. I really don't. Because my philosophy, you laugh, and that ain't funny. My philosophy was I did not want children. First of all, I never thought I would have kids. But I did. So secondly, I did not want to repeat the cycle of what we saw because growing up, you know, my mother was a single parent. My mother was no joke. My mother made everybody have to raise us. So I had so many with my mother. She was ridiculous. You know, I appreciated that. And just something she never wanted to do as a mother. I want to be the type of mother. And I found myself slipping in some ways. And when I got to acknowledge in my come to Jesus moments to get out of it. But with my son, I knew I had no business with that being in the first place. So I had to deal with it. But I never wanted him not to be around his child. I didn't want him because it wasn't for me or for him. So I had to leave, and I left. I didn't have a problem with that, but he always stayed angry with me. I took it up on my son later on, but and even now I ask my son, you talk to your dad, see your dad, because he's in a state with his father, but I don't want their relationship because I stay out of it. Well, my daughter, it was a little different, but this is what I know I messed up. I said, I would never find a man who already had kids and was taking care of the kids that they already had. That was the dumbest thing I ever did to myself. But you don't want so we do. So I messed up both times. But that was a learning experience for me. So I want to say, single parents, and I want to give parents some tips for alone, those of you that are in that situation. Because we know raising a child on your own can be stressful. And a lot of times, that's what some of the kids pick up on. They pick up on financial stress. They pick up on the responsibilities. Some people by child, they want their parents hurt, they're watching the emotions of it. You need to learn how to cope with the pressure in regards to finding appropriate support and learning how to nurture your child. Because if you're on your own, you're in good company. Single parent families are more common now than average, we know. And you have to know how to manage some of your special challenges. What you can do now with being healthy, because that is our goal. But sometimes we say things or we see things and we be like, ooh, this child reminded me of daddy, or you know, a father. When a father has been out, his father starts seeing resemblance of a mother. Now, our rank are higher. As a single parent, you might have the sole responsibility for all aspects of the day-to-day child care. And the parent results in added pressure, stress, and fatigue because you do get tired. And you're too tired or distracted to be emotionally supportive or consistently disciplining your child or watching behavior. These can get out of control. Because single-parent families are doing, in most cases, have lower income. That's always the truth in regard to that. Statistics show that they have less access to health care. Juggling work and child care can be financially difficult, socially isolating. And parents worry about the lack of the male or female maternal role in their child's life. Samantha, were those some of the things you was concerned? Because I was with me and my son around to try to guide my son. You know, he had people that would take him fishing. He had people that would come camping. He had that, even though he didn't have it in his father, I still saw that no matter what, my son still wanted his father. But there was nothing I could do about that. Did you notice that with your children? Because I thought your daughter is your daddy's baby. But what about your son?
Well, my sons, all three of them are mama's boys. And CJ, the oldest, he's very proud of being a mama's boy.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that you're breaking up, so I barely heard the question that you asked.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you. It's just that you're breaking up, so I might have to hang up and call back.
That's fine. Because let me know, because you know my mic having some spiritual stuff on all the time. Sometimes it works, and I can't hear it. Because it's clear to me. So, but thank you for letting me know. I appreciate that. Because normally what I do is if I'm kind of messed up, I'll have people to listen. I can't hear anymore. I truly appreciate that. So if you want to call in the show, you want to share your experience, if you was raised in a single-parent home or perhaps a single parent, give me a call, 416-387-1914. So before I start off with the situations that some of the parents have, I want to give you some positive strategies if you're a single parent. One of the things you have to do is you have to learn how to reduce your stress. And when we start talking about reducing your stress, some people say, well, that could be very challenging for me because I'm working, I'm tired, I wouldn't be in her by the father. My child. Something you is show your love. When you're dealing with how you have to separate your child. Remember, praise your child. Give your child your unconditional love and support. Set aside a day to play, read, or sleep with your child. Because if a child cannot have two stable parents, they need to at least have one. You also have to create a routine, meaning you need structure. When we talk about structure, such as a regularly scheduled meal, that helps your child also know what to expect to reduce the chaos. Find quality child care. And the one thing I want to emphasize, don't feel guilty. A lot of times with single parents, the single parents will either blame themselves or force the child to make up for being a single parent. So make sure that you balance it out because you have to remember your role. You don't have to overcompensate because the other person is not there. I still hear all that background. Another thing is to take care of yourself and also learn to lean on others and stay positive. Because when you're negative, child will pick up negative. It's okay. Be honest with your child if you're having a difficult time. Also, remind your child that things will get better and give a level of responsibility and expecting him or her like a little adult. Because a lot of times, you know, I tell people all the time when you talk about all women are not maternal and all fathers are not paternal. And what happens is a lot of times we get so angry because we expect someone to do something we're not willing to do ourselves. What do you think about that in regards to talk about some of the challenges of being a single parent and also some disappointments that a parent may have? I hope to get some callers in so they can share some things. Before I started the show today, I was talking and I had a conversation with a person. And one of the things the person was saying was that I had a daughter. And they really have relationship problems with the person compared to the child being conceived. One of the things he said that the mother did was the mother had basically started lying. And well, first, she didn't even know she was pregnant. And of some sexual deals with the child. And now the person is fighting. See their child. And that comes because when we talk about parenting, which is something that we're going to talk about, a lot of times individuals don't make the child thinking about themselves. And that goes, like I said, when we talk about the maturity of the person. So if you are dating someone, before you even get caught up in the situation, become a parent. To know the character of the person today, don't wait too long. I don't like him or I like her. It's a little bit too late for that. Now you guys got to figure it out. I'm talking about sometimes in regards to the challenges. These challenges are real. There's always two sides to every situation. But the one thing is you can make a difference and be successful. Single parent, if that's what it takes. But we want to drive more towards co-parenting because we want to let the child know that there are two people involved in life. Now, there are some of the main challenges that most single parents face. One of them is with the law of the partner, or friend, or whoever, whether it's a step or whatever the case may be. Now, because that's where you find that the emotions kind of these folks on why they're not together, they lose focus of the ultimate goal, which is to raise a healthy, happy child. Another problem is assuming additional responsibility, meaning being everything to everyone. That's a challenge. And in the new role and circumstances, sometimes they have been all the time. Another thing I want to say as a parent that I find is a lot of resentment where the mother may be sick of the father didn't show up during the time of birth or was in the delivery room. They hold this animosity and this grudge against the parent, and that comes from. But these are some of the things that you have to get through so that the child don't have to suffer for it. Another challenge is time constraints and with the rest of the family. When you start dealing with the family, sometimes you're trying to commingle with the other partner's family. Because you got to remember, that child not only has your bloodline, but the bloodline of someone else. As a parent, reduce some of those challenges. Multitasking and managing different things, roles, responsibilities, all by yourself sometimes can also be good for you. And every second counts. And doing more that really counts. And being committed, a committed parent is one of the things that you also have to strive for, which are strategies. And also reward. So if you're out there being a single parent and you're doing the best that you can, please, please, I commend you for that, because the information that I received, and if you want to send an email, because maybe you kind of don't want to be on a radio or you are afraid to say something, and like I said, this is not to bash or they lied on me and things of that nature. It's basically, like I said, to provide information, share with other individuals what's working, what's not working, so that we can learn effective ways to co-parent and learn how, if we have to be a parent, to parent our child for what things that have happened in our life. I want to say, I read this, and she was a guest on the show before, and Miss Nancy, I'm not her last name. She said, when faced with such a test and you don't have a battle, remember God got this. And that's what I can say is don't talk about the other parent no matter what. And don't worry the bitterness. Allow it to better you. Give it to the Lord and you will be. Now, I want to thank for that because it is so true. They always say, don't be bitter, be better. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. And yourself?
I'm doing well. And thank you for joining me. What would you like to share with regards to this topic?
It seems like a pretty interesting topic. I don't even know where to start.
Well, I'm going to talk from a male perspective. So I want to say, are you children?
Excuse me?
Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
And what is your role in your child's life?
Oh, man. Like I said, I don't even know where to start.
Okay, we only got 30 minutes left. So
my phone keeps going in and out. Hello?
Okay. Yes. Oh, shoot, I know
who
this
is.
Yeah,
but it all boils down to basically the maturity level.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, because at the end of the day, it affects the child.
Mm-hmm.
Well, parents basically got to step up to the plate.
Yes, they did. It was interesting that I didn't even raise your phone, but I know this is, and it's interesting you have all called it because I'd like to have this conversation with you because you are the father of children, three baby mamas, and I received a text message stating that one of your children wants child support because he kind of feel like you are going to have to. And one of the things that I said is the first there, the person that left, a child missed. And this is also an interesting because a lot of times the parent is not there. Sometimes they think that the father don't want to be there. That's not always the case. The father have the maturity level to deal with the mother, and they think the best thing for them to do is leave. But for you, because I never asked you this question, but I'm going to ask you the question. When you was growing up as a kid, and you connecting to the day and year and all the men that were around you, did you know why your father wasn't there, or did you struggle with why isn't he here? Did you question that?
I mean, you know, with kids, they really don't understand. So,
correct.
I mean, out of 9 times out of 10, they go off of what their mother says, or you know what they see going on around them.
But I'm asking you, what was your?
I mean, I had a lot of questions, but at the same time, I knew it wasn't mine nor your fault as I got older. But I, of course, I wanted them around.
Correct. But when
you
said you had a lot of questions, you never asked me questions. You nor your sister asked questions. You never said anything to me about it. But then you had your first child. What was that experience for you?
See, because with that, I mean, children, they go looking for it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a lot of positive male role models in my life, so.
Correct. And
I
you
worked out for the best.
I did that with by trying to keep positive role models around you. You still was exposed to a lot of negativity. It took you, let me see, how old were you finally back to reconnect your
phone? I don't know if that's your phone or mine, but it keeps going in and out.
I don't know. I have to say earlier that my radio thing was messing up. Can you now?
There
is it going in and out?
Yeah. I think
okay.
That's your
end. Oh, can you hear it?
There it is.
Better. So, like I said, I'm asking you the question because you are a prime experience growing up in with a sister because you had a sister practically all your life. Even when I did get married, it was time to generally connected to say that they were your father, your stepfather, but you had people out of your life, and you became a father at a very young age. And then when you became a mom, I knew that you knew what to do, and then I assumed the role of raising your
children.
Yeah,
I was confused myself. I mean, because I really didn't have that type of guidance.
Right.
As far as you know, I mean, you could teach me everything in life, but you can't teach me how to be a man.
And that is true. I knew that. Now I'm watching two of your sons, which one of them, I don't know what happened that night, but apparently one of them had a big old knot on it. Anybody want to tell what happened? So I had to call Jasmine to see if Jasmine was going to tell me the truth. So, yeah.
Hey, now, what happened?
I'll tell you when we get off the air. I want to read another Facebook message, and it says what I talked about. It takes a village to raise a child. And someone indicated it still does the values and perception for a kid. A child learns more from their living environment, from school, and it's because it's the way it was created. If a child is living by truth and inspiration, they are created for all aspects of that. And I told the individual that I totally agree. Like I said, when we start talking about co-parenting and we start talking about what is co-parenting, because we got 5 minutes left on the air. If you want to call in because you want to share, I want to just give me a call at 516-387-1914. Now, you can also go in. I mean, the internet has been very instrumental of information because my experience as a jerk. I got 6 tips co-parenting with a jerk about what is co-parent and co-parent with an uncooperative parent, and 5 tips on how to basically keep your sanity while co-parenting another person. When we started talking about co-parenting, I want to give you what it means. When you co-parent, that means that you have to put all of your capacity, all the issues of what happened and who Jane and who did what in a relationship, you have to put that aside. You have to learn how to get past that so that you make decisions in regards to what is in the best interest of your child. And sometimes there are cases where somebody may be unfit, or the person may have mental illness, or the person that may have addiction. And I'm not saying that you should just sing on and feed your child the wolves, because as a parent, whether you are the mother or the father, you never put your child in harm's way. Just remember, you want to know that child did not ask to be born or be related to the end. That's something that you have to deal with. Because like I said, we know there are going to be some exceptions because you don't want to put your child in harm's way. But many individuals, when we start talking about what is co-parenting, co-parenting describes a parenting situation where parents either are not married, are not in a marriage, or they're not living together, they're no longer in a romantic relationship with another. And what they do, because they're separated, both individuals are responsible for taking care of the child. The term co-parenting also means to describe a situation where following whatever happened, the baby maintains equal responsibility. And that sounds like a good idea, but the problem is, and even we would guess, a lot of parents, if they weren't able to get along when they were together, sometimes they're not even able to get along when they are not together. So what happens is the child is not going to impress their loyalty. They're trying to determine, am I supposed to side with my mother, side with my father? And there are some things you don't do. You don't want to talk bad about other parents. You don't want to question the kid when the kid comes home. What you do with your mom, dad, house. You don't want to do that because that's not fair to the child. Then we have to start is usually the best decision for now. Special parents to navigate this arrangement in time, because you have to be able to agree. You have to, even if you don't come up with a solution, you want to come up with a solution. When we start talking about parenting, that allows parents to remain disengaged. I mean, if I don't like you, I have to like you. We want another child greatness. They remain committed, responsible decisions, whether it's medical, education, or et cetera, decide on a lot of the day-to-day parenting issues separately. Because hopefully at the time, what you were feeling, you start feeling ways about a parent. Now, there are guidelines to help with parenting. All communication must be personal and business-like. I was talking to and having a conversation with a person and we're talking about co-parenting and how to do it. Treat it like business. Even if your child is not an acquisition, you may not be a business partner, but you know you have to do what's in the best interest of your business because you don't want your business to fail. Same is true with your child. You don't want to happen to your child. Your parents never use their children's messenger to communicate back and forth. No changes in schedules are made without written reason. Personal information is shared with the other parent in any form. And schedules are shared via calendar or in writing. Therefore, you don't have to worry about it. These are the benefits of co-parenting, parenting. There are five benefits. Because some people say, oh, I want this person in my life. I want them in my life. When both parents are involved in the child's life, there is a sense of security. To have a higher self-esteem. A lot of times kids are in school or having difficulties making friends. A lot of times that is because they have a very low self-esteem. Another thing that happens, one of the other benefits is they have better psychological assessment in adulthood. Research shows that adults in divorced families have higher self-esteem and fewer trust issues if they had to spend on both parents. We know when we spend time we don't want to be fighting over, you know, when I'm on the other weekend, I want to be on the Saturday, whatever the case may be. But you just try to make it equal. A lot of times, even in relation, a lot of these trust issues stem from childhood because of the way that they were parented. So even when you're dating, you're looking for your mate, you're looking for someone to basically parent with, you want to make sure that you find out about her childhood so that you make mistakes. I have another calling in. Give me a second. This is Jan, Walk to Block, right here, Pretty Predictable. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Okay.
Hello, yeah, I had a call from a different phone. That's your internet that's breaking up like that.
I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can barely
hear
you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So another thing is one of the benefits of co-parenting, peer parenting is most likely the kid is most likely to cooperate. Meaning for seeing their parents cooperate. This is true. Even if they when kids see their parents get along to resolve conflicts, and it fosters good communication skills, and they have better problem solving skills. There's some tips in regards to, and we've got a lot of this information is there is a website, and it is entitled divorcemag.com. And you can Google it with www.divorcemag.com. They have a lot of information in regards to offering tips and tools for individuals, especially in regards to the approach. A lot of times individuals find that some of their, now I'm going to ask you, caller, what do you think about that? What do you think in regards to, you talk about single parenting and we start talking about sex and how? Do you think that it's all about money?
No, it's not all about money.
What do you think?
Shoot, it's really, what I think it's about, I can't barely, your phone is all messed up.
Gotcha. Okay, let me see.
I mean, basically what it's about. Hello?
I'm on.
That's probably what it is. That's probably what it is, man.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sound, okay. Now, you tell me a little bit. I hope that it's not going to be like this. I try to play it on the air. Give me a second. What about now?
It sounds like a robot.
Well, I don't want it to sound like a robot, but can you at least hear me?
I don't know if you're talking into the mic too close or...
Okay, I'm away from the mic. Can you hear me?
All right, there you go. Sound better now.
Okay. So, and talking about the parent, and what I want to do is I want to offer the parents some information, tools, and some resources. Because there's a lot of organizations that can help single parents. There's a lot of foundations that help individuals in regards to what they are experiencing with being a single parent. A lot of times their kids may want to be involved in sports and they can afford it. There's scholarships that they can ask for. There's grants they can receive in regards to being a single parent. You know, tax breaks for when you're talking about being. Sometimes we use it as an excuse because sometimes we want to stay angry at the parent. But being angry is not help the person at all because you basically get to the point where even if this is what you have to deal with, you want to make sure that you're doing the very best that you can and utilize the tools that you have. If you don't have the appropriate tools, you want to make sure that you're able to connect with someone that can actually try to help you so that you can also help your child. Now, what are some of the things, and I'm going to ask you, that you think that you can, you have a teenager, and you have, it's going to be a toddler. What are some of the things that you can you hear me? Okay, I'm not saying anything, so hopefully I haven't disappeared.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're still going in and out.
Okay, I don't know what's going on with this
but
mic.
I have a teenager. So what was that? What were you saying?
What's some
hear
of
you,
the things
just
that
real
you,
broken up.
What are some of the things? And we don't bring your mouth like we stare, talk bad, or anything like that. What are some of the things that from the forward you can do for your children? Okay, I don't know why you're not saying anything. So,
yeah, I can't hear you.
I don't know if it's your phone. I don't know what the deal is.
No, I think
but even if it is me, I'm trying to figure out what are some of the things that you can do different in regards to parenting your children.
Different. I mean, basically just being more involved in their lives.
Okay. And
yeah,
time
mean, is children go off of what they see their parents doing, and that's the type of relationships they usually pursue.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
And so I want to give you guys, the listeners, some information in regard to two ways of belonging. Because a lot of times we start talking about problem solving in regards to co-parenting, because when co-parenting, there are two problem techniques to keep in mind. One is strategic problem solving, and the other one is socio-psychological problem solving. With strategic, basically is what it is. And let me give a quick radio. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Okay, someone just logged up with the area code. Can you hear me? Okay, they're not seeing me, so I'll get the background music. So I'm going to bump and hopefully they can hear, but they're not seeing me. Can you hear me? Okay. I don't know what's going on with this mic. Can you hear me? Okay, the other person is like, but hearing what they're saying. Okay, so I want to give the pimp some information in regards to one that they can do. We were talking about the social and social problem solving. Is when you're doing social psychological problem solving, is more an emotive of resolving issues, because you want to resolve the issues. And what happens is you have to focus on your attitude and emotional reasons or co-parenting, and look at your blind spots. When you look at your blind spots, some things you want to do is you do dialogue with your ex. Rules should be consistent and agreed upon at both households. Commit to positive talk around the house, making it positive. Agree on boundaries, behavior guidelines. Create an extended family plan. You should not have to send your parents when they're co or basically extended family members there. The role of extended family members that they will play and have success, and that they greatly share with one another. You also want to recognize that co-parenting will be, as we start talking about co-parenting being a problem or a challenge, a lot of times individuals don't realize that they may still have unresolved issues. They still may want to be with the other person. They still have problems with the other person is seeing. So you make sure that you're not instilling that on the child. Reggie, are you able to hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to switch phones right because I'm ready to see if I can do this. You know what? I hate when I do these kind of shows. Sounds be.
Hello?
Okay. Now, okay. I might have an echo now. Hopefully I won't have an echo. But I want to talk about, I can't even hear myself when I do it this way, so. All
right, that sounds a lot better. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better because I'm on my cell phone, but I can't hear what's going on the radio part. So I hope it's not an echo, and I'm going to have to get rid of my doggone microphone because the microphone is about to drive me crazy. So I want to basically, like I said, give the listeners some tips. And I wanted to know, like I said, I asked you the question on what are some of the things that you can do to do better in regards to being a parent to your child, to be there in their life. Because I had a situation where I had a person ask me, and he said, is it best to be there the first 10 years of your child's life, or is it best to be there the second half of your child's life? And the sad part about it was, the person was serious. I had to tell the person it's best to be there the whole time. So if you did miss the first half of your child's life, try to be there the second half.
because both parts of the child's life is very important. But there are some things that the child is going to demonstrate in regards to their behavior and attitude. The child will be angry. The child may reject the parent. The child may be start off being disrespectful, because part of the problem is the child don't know if the parent is going to stay or leave again. Because one of the child's main concern in a field is that the parent is not here because of something that they've done. What do you think about that, Reggie? Do you think that your kids kind of think that maybe they did something wrong?
To an extent. But like I said, I mean, as far as my situation with my kids and their mothers, it's, they basically go off what their mom tells them.
But what can you do differently?
When I'm around, things are totally different.
Okay. So you said you need to be around more. Now, like I said, and when you are around more, because I remember one time when your son did go off on you, and I was like, ooh, okay, I wasn't ready for that one. So the child will have anger. So I want to give you guys some challenges in regards to, like I said, being a single parent and some of the things that the child may go through and the parent may go through is don't let children divide and conquer, meaning your child may try to take advantage of you by not speaking to your ex or telling one what the other one said. Try to stay strong. Meaning you may feel like an emotional mess sometimes after the separation. It is not uncommon to feel lost and trying to go on with your life and at your children's constant demand for attention and focus on your part. It's easy to start feeling overwhelmed or frustrated, but don't be afraid to ask your family for help or confide in a friend. It's normal to feel overburdened and need time to settle with your thoughts. So there's nothing wrong with you in regards to that. But don't give in to blackmail. You may feel guilty for putting your children through such a hard thing in their separation, but do not excuse them for whatever they want. Although it's normal for children of all ages to test your boundaries, that is how they learn about the world. So you shouldn't be afraid to set clear rules despite what happened between you and your ex. And when communicating with your ex, it is key to keep at least a small channel of civilization or civilized communication open between the two of you. And staying calm with your ex in front of your children is very important, because if the separation has ended badly and you're still fighting, this can be a tricky thing to accomplish. But remember, your children could only suffer more when they watch you fight. So try to make sure you don't do that and organize your life. Take care of your finances. And I want to say, when dealing with the extended family, this may not be easy to do most of the time because you feel like you're being judged, you feel like you're being shamed, you feel uncomfortable, especially if the person has moved on or either remarried or seeing someone else. You got to remember that it's not about what they're doing. It's about spending time with your child and making sure that your child is happy, because these are the things, because you always want to create memories with your child. So there may be times that the child may have to go to grandma's house or go to their uncle's house or their auntie's house or close relatives, but you also want to set boundaries with them and make certain that you keep your privacy or your things that you have going on private. Don't get messy. Another thing is the holidays and vacations, even though it's a nightmare sometimes, but you make the best of it. Richie, is there anything you want to share with the listeners or tips that you can give, especially because, as we know, maturity don't come with age. And we're not only seeing older people have kids, we're also seeing a lot of teens, a lot of young adults have children. And I know you're only in your early 30s, and you had your first child when you was 18 years old. What would you like to share with the listeners in regards to being a young parent?
Like I said, as far as me, I mean, shoot, I was confused. didn't know what to do. Didn't really, because your words can't even describe.
Well, you're doing a good job because I knew you was confused. I knew you didn't know what to do, and I could not fix it for you.
And with age,
and the one thing I always said was I wasn't going to never get in the middle of you and your baby mama drama, and you just brought that baby mama drama right into my life and your sister's life. So what advice would you give younger individuals so that they won't make the same mistake? Okay, you're not saying anything.
Be wise and you know, about the decisions that you make.
Okay. All right, I'll take that. In regards to basically being wise in regards to the decisions that you make. And I'm going to go with that. And a lot of times, because when people are making these decisions and they're out there and they're having, you know, relations with people and they're not paying attention to who they are having a relationship with, because all mothers are not maternal and all fathers are not paternal. So we really need to be more careful with who we are laying down with, because it is affecting these children's lives. And once you have the child, do your best to be there for the child. I really wish that some of our men would have called in that are single fathers, because there are a lot of them out there. We only have 55 seconds left in the show. Now, next week's show, we're going to be talking about being raised in a home with an alcoholic parent. And this topic is going to be kind of controversial, because some individuals feel that there's nothing wrong with drinking, and yet some individuals feel like growing up in a home with an alcoholic parent was very traumatic for them based on some of the things that they experienced. So if you was raised in a home with either one or both parents that were alcoholics, I want you to either email me at JABNEYLMFT, or you can inbox me on Facebook. And until then, I want to thank you for listening and joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, remember, you got this. See you next week. Bye-bye.